Oh, yes. Yes, that's your answer. That's your answer to everything.
Tattoo it on your forehead. Your revolution is over, Mr. Lebowski. Condolences. The bomb's lost. My advice to you is to do what your parents did. Get a job, sir. The bombs will always lose. Do you hear me, Lebowski?
Back on overtime for hour number two on this Tuesday. 1 hour down, one remaining here as we update you on Tennessee baseball. The Vols have loaded the bases with two outs.
Let's go.
Andre Lipsius is at the plate. Man, the grand slam would be nice. Be very, very nice here.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for this delivery, this pitch here. Vols tied at one. With Moorhead stay. He's fine.
Gone.
Nope.
He caught it. Flies out of the warning track.
He
used the wall as a backboard.
Man, Moorhead State gets out one hell of a jam. Woo! Just a few more feet, and that's a grand slam. Yikes! Falls, still early, though. Still, in a top one right now with Moorhead State over at Lindsey Nelson. You're back in the top 25 Tennessee Volunteers baseball program. Been a very good season for Tony Vitello and the boys. I've yet to make it out for Lindsey Nelson for a game, man. Kind of feel ashamed that I haven't done it yet.
They're cheap.
I haven't either.
Like today, we didn't have the show, I would have been there tonight. It's a $2 Tuesday.
Yeah. Yeah.
I believe Kelly Harper's going to be out there. I think she might have thrown the first pitch.
I think you're correct.
So she's already thrown the first pitch for softball and baseball.
Speaking of first pitches, did y'all see Grant Williams for the first pitch in softball game?
It was bad.
Yikes.
It was bad.
I'm glad he's not a softball player.
Yeah, it was bad.
I'm glad he's good at base. Almost said good at baseball. Wow. Good at basketball.
Yes.
And a lot of other stuff, but softball not his thing. It's okay, man. We can't all be perfect in everything. It's totally fine. We all have our weaknesses, and I guess doing a softball pitch is one of Grant's. To be fair, it's not like any other ceremonial first pitch where you're doing like baseball. You have to do the underhanded pitch for a softball. So maybe that threw him off a little bit.
I mean, he dribbled it up there. No pun intended.
It was pretty bad. It's okay, Grant. We still do love you here. And we also love the recruiting update brought to you every night here at 7 o'clock. Cole McCormick works really hard getting his notes together, letting you know what's going on the recruiting trail in any sport, football, basketball, anything else that might be of note. Had a big haul for the Orange and White game this past weekend, and the recruiting trail never stops. Going to throw it over to Cole McCormick here. It is time for your recruiting update, and as always, it is brought to you by Knoxville's Stone Interiors. Cole Talk.
All right. Thank you, Tanner. Tonight we will start with Bryce Archie. Yes, he has two first names. Mr. Archie has received an offer from Tennessee. He tweets, "Had a great time at Tennessee yesterday. Great fan base and would definitely look forward to coming back again. #GBO. Mr. Archie is out of McEachern High School down in Powder Springs, Georgia. A 6'2", 175 sophomore. He is in the 2022 class, a quarterback in the 2022 class. No rankings at the moment, no crystal ball predictions at the moment, and also no offers listed at the moment. So very young prospect, still has time to make a name for himself. But he was on campus over the weekend taking in the Vols and Knoxville. Next, Jaden Mosley has also received an offer from Tennessee. He tweets, "Extremely blessed to say I have received my first SEC offer from the University of Tennessee. #GBO. Mr. Mosley is a safety in the 2021 class. He is out of Mobile, Alabama at McGill-Tulin High School. 6 foot, 179-pound safety in the class. 15th overall safety in the 2021 class, according to 247 Sports their rankings, and 14th overall player in the state of Alabama. No crystal ball predictions at the moment. Currently only four offers. Along with his new Tennessee offer, he has other offers from Central Michigan, Indiana, and South Alabama. Next, Ibrahim Traore was also given a – no, excuse me. He was on campus over the weekend. He tweets, loving the atmosphere at Neyland. Will be back to Knoxville. Hashtag powered by the T. Mr. Trey Orr is from New York, New York, out of Frederick Douglass Academy, L.I. I'm not sure what that means, but he's an
maybe Long Island. Quite possibly.
Well, it's a capital L and a lowercase I.
Oh,
so I don't.
Oh,
I don't know. I'm not
Roman numeral, maybe.
I don't know. I don't know what that means.
Roman numerals are capitalized.
They are.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know, but he's from New York. They do it different up there. Offensive tackle in the 2020 class, 6'5", 290 pounds. According to 247 Sports ranking, 67th best offensive tackle in the 2020 class, 6th best player out of the state of New York. Other offers. Come from Buffalo, UMass, Minnesota, Monmouth, and Rutgers. Next, we will move on to Jarnell Dickerson. Excuse me. I think I got out of order here.
While you look at that, Cole, I got curious and I looked at the Wikipedia page for the Frederick Douglass Academy.
Mm-hmm.
It's in Harlem, so I don't know where the LI is coming from. I scrolled down to their extracurricular activities. Did you know they have an anime club?
I did not know that.
It says on the Wikipedia page they have an anime club.
Well, good for them.
A chess club. A robotics club. Lots more kids there.
Okay.
So, in case you want to know about the Frederick Douglass Academy, they also have a – what are these classes they have here? I don't know. They have a physics C, mechanics.
That is new to me.
I guess you got to be really smart to get up in there.
That is new to me.
Anyway, they have an anime club. Just wanted to share that.
That is new to me as well. New to me as well. Let's see. Up next, Jarrell Dixon was also on campus over the weekend. He tweets, my coaches and I had an awesome time today at UTK. Thank you for having us. Hashtag GBO, hashtag Go Vols. Mr. Dixon is from Trenton, Tennessee at Peabody High School. He's a running back in the 2020 class, 6 foot, 215 pounds. According to 247 Sports Composite Rankings, not a highly touted guy. Only a two-star prospect at the moment, 152nd overall running back in the 2020 class, 59th best player in the state of Tennessee. No crystal ball predictions at the moment. Only has three offers from, Bethel, Tennessee Martin, and Western Kentucky. So good to see he was here over the weekend. Next, Phil Maffa has also been given a scholarship to Tennessee. He tweets, blessed to receive a full athletic scholarship from the University of Tennessee. Mr. Maffa is a running back in the 2021 class. He's out of Loganville, Georgia at Grayson High School. 6'1", 215-pound back. 247 Sports Rankings has him rated as a four-star prospect at the moment, 16th best running back in the 2021 class, and 19th best player in the state of Georgia. No crystal ball predictions at the moment. Other offers to go along with his fresh Tennessee offer come from Arkansas, Baylor, Michigan, Michigan State, and Syracuse, to just name a few. Next, Corian Wilson was also on campus over the weekend. Tweets out a couple pictures of himself in the orange and white. Hashtag GBO, hashtag pick six. Mr. Wilson is from Mobile, Alabama at McGill Tulane High School, a corner in the 2020 class, 5'9½", 172 pounds. 247 Sports Rankings has him as a two-star prospect, 149th overall corner in the 2020 class, 88th best player in the state of Alabama. Let's see here. Other offers come from Air Force, Army, Central Michigan, Dartmouth, and South Alabama. So a very diverse group of offers there for Mr. Wilson. And then last, but in my humble opinion, certainly not least, you know him, you better love him. I'm talking about Rakeem the Dream Jarrett.
At this point, if this kid doesn't commit to Tennessee, Cole is going to be so inconsolable.
I'm
going to
have an aneurysm, and it will be my last show. You heard it here first.
And we will invite you all to Cole's funeral.
Yes, please show up or I will haunt you. Anyway, let's see here. Michael W. Bratton, also known as SEC Mike on Twitter, recently wrote a article about Mr. Jarrett, the five-star receiver out of Washington, D.C. He titles it, Five-Star Recruit Rakeem Jarrett Shares Latest on His Recruitment and Talks Up Tennessee and LSU. Mr. Bratton starts off by saying, playing in the Southeastern Conference is a big draw for many of the nation's top prospects, and five-star Washington, D.C. native Rakeem Jarrett is no exception. Based on what the nation's number two-rated receiver recently had to offer up on his recruitment. It sounds like there's an excellent chance he'll be testing his ability against the best defensive backs college football has to offer by playing his college football in the SEC. Let's see. He goes on to talk about Jarrett and Tennessee. Based on his visit history, Jarrett's interest in Tennessee seems to be very high, as a D.C. native has made his way to Rocky Top several times this spring. What is it about the Vols that Jarrett likes so much? The hire of T. Martin appears to be paying off already for the Volunteers. Jarrett says, quote, "Coach T. Martin, he's probably one of the most down-to-earth guys that's recruiting me so far. That's one major thing. The development of his players back at SC," talking about USC, "and they have four senior receivers leaving, so that's a big plus." Also, he goes on to talk about Harrison Bailey and his relationship with him. Jarrett says, "He probably texts me every day about Tennessee. He's a cool guy. We played each other last year. We talk about me coming to school with him, so he's a really cool guy." So, I mean, we already knew the Dream loves Tennessee, just kind of giving us what we want to hear. And it made me happy. I love when these five stars talk up Tennessee, talk up our excellent coaching staff. Let's just hope Coach T. Martin, Coach Pruitt, and the boys can reel in this big fish. And that will conclude this Tuesday edition of the Recruiting Update. Thank you, fellas.
Thank you, Cole. Thank
you, Cole.
You're
welcome.
Tennessee baseball still tied at one, bottom of the third. With Morehead State, nobody on, one out, full count here. Who's that? Is that Charleston at the
Justin
plate?
Justin Ammons.
Ammons, okay. Yeah, Justin Ammons at the plate here. See if you can get something going right there. Levi softball also in action, just down the road from Lindsey Nelson at Lee Softball Stadium. They are putting on a murderous display against ETSU. I believe it's 10-0 right now, very early in the game.
Wow.
Two grand slams for the Weekly's girls. So good to see that as well. And that recruiting update, as always, is brought to you by the fine folks at Knoxville Stone Interiors. Folks, you got one more week. This is the last week that KSI will be at their Millbrook Pike location. They're set to move all the operations to the soon-to-be-opened kitchen center over at Kingston Pike, 5902 Kingston Pike at the bottom. Bearden Hill, that's going to be across from Food City and next to U.S. Bank right there. Very convenient location. It's going to be, we've been telling you about, it's going to be very interactive customer-based experience to better serve you. You're going to have a test kitchen, going to have a creative classroom. There's going to be an event center that's attached to it as well. And still the same great selection of great countertop options from granite, quartz, marble, and more. And the fine customer service from Knoxville Stone Interiors that they have been giving people all across East Tennessee for over a decade now. You give them a call, 865-971-5800, or go online to knoxstoneinteriors.com, and you'll get a free in-home estimate either way you choose. And be sure to follow them on social media, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube, to stay up to date with their soon-to-be-open location on Kingston Pike and any new deals that they will have at the new location. They've been with us for a year now. Fine folks at Knoxville Stone Interiors, support them, support Fan Run Radio, and as always, it's Knoxville Stone Interiors. They've done 9,000 kitchen and bath makeovers and counting. And with that, we're going to hit the first break of hour number two here, 865-546-8200, 546-8200, to hop on board the Fan Run phone lines here. Cole will greet you as you call in. You're listening to Overtime. Keep it tuned right here to Fox Sports Knoxville. The Wolfpack is back here on.
Oh, no.
Oh, God. Yo, KTV. Oh, man. Bradman swings his chair around.
His legs are too long for this with a leg stand.
His knee makes, contact with this table here. And I saw a look of excruciating pain on his face. You going to make it, man?
I am going to make it.
You going to be like Boogie? Have you already tore something?
Okay, I'm good to go.
We need you for this segment, man.
Okay.
Because this is an important segment. You know why this is an important segment.
Why is that?
Hey! Going up to the Great White North, we're talking hockey.
Hockey.
Talking National Predators hockey. Talking National Preds hockey. My heart, man. My heart, my anxiety. two games in a row it's been like this. But hey, Preds have come through. Preds have pulled through. Game three in the first round series against the Dallas Stars. Rick Butler's Dallas Stars. It was a thriller, man. You went into a hostile environment and you came out with a dub. You built a 2-0 lead, but then slowly, Stars fought back, man. They tied it up. But then a goal that probably shouldn't have been off a deflection.
Yep.
Goes in past Ben Bishop. Preds hold off, and when I say the Preds hold off, I mean Pecorine held off. A vicious Dallas Stars onslaught holds on for the 3-2 victory. Preds up 2-1 in the series now after dropping that game one in Bridgestone. Pecorine, man, 40 saves.
Playoff pecs. He's looking like he did when we made that Stanley Cup Finals run 2 years ago. That's what we need.
You really didn't need him, man.
Oh, we wouldn't have won that game if he didn't
play
like he did.
Your defense is bad enough to allow 40 shots on goal from the Stars.
42.
Yeah, 42. That's right.
That is just that's absurd.
Yeah, pretty bad. But Preds got there with a win, man. Preds got there a win, and especially since this series overall, especially the last game, man. For Arvidsson and for Ron Johansson, man.
Struggling. Don't have a single point yet, if I'm
not
wrong.
Good. It wasn't good. Yeah, no points for either of them. I guess that's a good sign when two of your biggest stars aren't really contributing that much and you're able to get two back-to-back wins, especially as close as those games were.
Mm-hmm.
And as dramatic and as, like, anything could have changed within a few seconds. Able to get that dub. It's a pretty good sign.
That was a big win.
Getting that game three win, where do you see the Preds rest away in this series? Do you think they're able to make this 3-1 going back to Bridgestone? Or do you think we still might be in for a long haul right here?
If Beckett plays like he did last night, the series should be over in five. But, Predators need to see more production from those top two lines. As we said earlier, Arvidsson and Johansson without 0 points, two of the biggest offensive players that the Predators have had all of the regular season. Guys like Rocco Grimaldi and
Mikael
Granlund
last night.
Yeah. I mean, as long as the Predators are scoring, it's fine, but you'd like to see more production from guys like Ryan Johansson and Victor Arvidsson for sure.
It's good you're at least still getting goals out of Prince Philip.
Yes.
At the very least.
That was disgusting.
Oh my God. And oh, why do you have to do it to him like that?
I don't know if the Stars are just on one last night, like they hit the smelling salts before they hit the ice each time. But man, that seemed like there was like a 4 minute period there where the Predators were just getting lit up on the boards, and that's due to not having Brian Boyle. Excuse me, he had a appendicitis, I believe.
Yeah.
And Wayne Simmonds took that puck to the knee in game two, so not having those big bodies out there really hurt the physicality of the Predators.
It did. It definitely did. But then again, it's still, hey, you still got to look on the bright side. You're having all these things that are supposed to go against you, supposed to not be a formula for wins. Preds got a 2-1 lead.
Nice pass by Jamie Benn to, is it Sagan or Seguin? I don't know. I've heard both pronunciations.
I think it's more like the first one.
Seguin?
I think it's Sagan. Pretty sure it's Sagan. Got some, yeah. But got Tyler Seguin, and then
they probably should have had 4 or 5 goals, but yeah. Pekka was just on fire last night. Stonewall Pekka. It was crazy.
I hope he keeps it up, man.
Yes.
I hope he absolutely keeps it up. And he will give you awful anxiety a lot.
Yeah, I'd like to see the Predators defense step up too. Matt Zuccarello's goal, defense got burned. I saw PK get burned a couple times last night. That happened a lot last playoffs.
Who do you dislike more out of the Stars, by the way? Do you dislike Seguin, or do you dislike Zuccarello more?
I think it has to be Alexander Radulov,
former Ooh, oh, Pred. Yeah, he sucks.
He left the Preds in the dark to take a fat pay cut to go to the KHL in Russia. Came back, played with the Predators for like a month. Predators realized he was too slow for the NHL and got rid of him. Now, did you see what he it was like the first period? There was a little scruffle on the Stars side of the ice, and Radulov actually got sent to the box for it. Came over and just took a little left shot to I think it was Yossi. Yeah, Roman Yossi's face and got sent to the penalty box. It's a chippy team, chippy series. Not a big fan of the Dallas Stars ever since Mike Modano said that the Nashville Predators did not belong in the NHL.
That's funny. So,
never really liked them.
That's really funny.
And then Alexander Radulov coming in, taking cheap shots at the captain, Roman Yossi.
Can't be touching his face, man. No. Cannot be touching his precious face. Speaking of hockey players getting their face touched, the Hurricanes, man, they put the whooping on the Caps last night. Alexander Ovechkin. I know a lot of people like watching hockey just for the fights. Man, Ovechkin
knocked him out
of all people. I mean, and that's just a quick hitter. He hits that dude with a haymaker.
Did you know that was
quick.
That youngster's first career NHL fight?
Well,
and he decided to pick it with Alexander Ovechkin.
Wasn't that Ovechkin's only like third career fight?
Yeah,
Ovechkin doesn't get
much.
In a lot, but
he must have just been mad.
I think I can see why people don't pick fights with
yeah.
him.
Yeah.
Oh my!
It was like took three punches to get this kid
out,
to the ground.
Out on the ice.
And immediately, I don't remember who it was, but his teammate immediately looked to the bench and started calling over for the training staff.
Oh, you have to.
Oh, yeah. He got knocked out.
He got sent.
He had to go to the locker room.
He got sent into the upside down, man.
Yeah.
Other updates on the Stanley Cup playoffs here. Oh, you hate to see this. President's Cup winners Tampa Bay already down 2-0 to the Columbus Blue Jackets.
How much left is in the first period?
11:38 right
wow.
now. About to get...
Let's get the brooms out in Columbus.
Could you imagine just – I know the President's Cup winners are cursed, but getting swept in your first round series? Yikes. The Penguins also might get swept tonight.
I'd love to hear
by
that.
By the Islanders.
I'd love to hear that.
You definitely would hate to see that. Cole, your Vegas Golden Knights on the verge of getting a 3-1 lead against the San Jose Sharks, or at least your parents, Vegas Golden Knights.
There you go.
Cole, you've been – oh, Tampa Bay's on the board, by the way. So 2-1. So 2-1 right now. Speaking of trying to get on the board. Oh, there we go. Vols get one run in, take the lead against Morehead State 2-1. Two outs, base is still loaded. See, the Vols can do some damage over there on the diamond as well. But, Cole, I was going to ask you, man. I know you're a big fan of playoffs in the pro sports here.
I am.
Do you try to get behind the Preds a little bit here? Were you able to watch some of last night? Because, man, if you're not, I'm going to tell you, this is a pretty damn good series right now between them and the Stars.
Yeah, I watched some of the game last night. I didn't watch all of it.
It's hard to in the
it is.
Face-offs at 9:45.
It's very tough.
Yeah, it's pretty tough.
And it's only going to get worse if the Preds advance and get matched up with the team out west, like the Sharks or the Vegas Golden Knights.
You're
It'll
like
be at 10:30, 10:45. Yeah.
Yeah, I did catch a little bit of the game last night. I didn't watch it all, but I did watch some. The beginning, definitely not the end. I was asleep. But I did. I love getting behind the postseason pro sports. It's the most exciting time of the year for me as a pro sports fan. So, yeah, I catch a little bit of every game here and there. I don't know. I can't tell you the last time I watched an entire Preds game through. I can't tell you. But I like to
catch that would be a good time, though.
I like to catch the highlights.
I did last night. I will tell you what. I don't think there's a sport. I think hockey is only coming second to basketball and how much it, like, quickly gives me anxiety. I feel like I get anxiety over football. I feel like I have a little less over football like during a game, though. Because usually, like, you can kind of tell if, like, a score is about to probably happen in football, maybe. You have like, sustained drives going on. But, like, basketball, so quick. Everybody's always scoring in hockey. You can score any second.
I thought the Stars scored three times when not a single one.
What was that? That was in the first period.
Mm-hmm.
It was just absolutely furious.
It was Jamie Benn, actually.
It was a 5-on-3.
Yeah.
Oh.
Wow, yeah. Incredible penalty kill by the Predators.
They survived that 5-on-3
that power play. Yeah. The power play numbers would go up, but the penalty kill seems to be doing its job.
Yeah, good job from the Preds. I guess that's their version of the Preds report here.
Yeah.
Not really official, but that was Talking Hockey here on Overtime. We will talk birthdays coming up next after this break. Pretty good day, I must say, gentlemen. It's going to be a best 4 out of 7. When we come back, you got Cole versus Daniel Bratman and birthdays, and we will get to it on the other side. Stay with us. You are listening to Overtime.
It's all about
It's time for birthdays here on Overtime. April the 16th is a very, very fruitful day when it comes to celebrity birthdays. A little bit more than the seven here, but I took one out that I thought would have been a little hard. Today would have been Selena's birthday. Do you either of you know about Selena?
Yeah, who? She got murdered by
a crazy fan.
Yeah, I know her.
Selena.
She was like
a Latina singer. She was huge.
Very huge. Got murdered in like 95, 96. She was young. She was like 21, 22.
Watched the movie on it about her in Spanish class in high school.
Was it good?
From what I remember, yeah, it was all right.
Well, RIP to Selena, definitely here. But we got plenty of great names up here on the docket as giving another quick update on Tennessee baseball. Still 2-1 lead, but Morehead State, man, threatening 2-on, no outs for the Eagles. So things could still get very tense over at Lindsey Nelson. But let's get into the birthday game, shall we? Oh, and about rating, it is a solid A.
Okay.
So to get things started. He's an American rapper, and he is 26 years old today. He's from Chicago.
Chance the Rapper?
Is Chance the Rapper. DB got beat by Cole for a rapper again.
That's my second rapper in 2 weeks.
What's going on with Cole, DB?
Stepping my game up over here on my rappers.
I don't know what it is, but yeah.
Who was it last week?
You got Ty Dolla $ign last week.
I did. Yeah, that's who it was.
Yeah, you really did. Kind of
stepping up my game,
really,
man.
Didn't really shock me too bad, but I'm like, oh, Cole got Ty Dolla $ign. Yeah, happy birthday, Chance. Coloring Book, gotta be one of the albums of the decade.
Mm.
Still love Coloring Book. We'll have to bump that from time to time now. Does he have new music coming out this year?
Maybe.
Not sure. I don't know.
I thought he's been teasing stuff. Either way, Cole leads 1-0. 54 years old today, American actor and comedian. Let me give you what he's been involved in. He's starred in both film and on TV. Most notably was a leading actor in the Fox TV sitcom Martin in the films House Party, Bad Boys,
Martin Lawrence.
Bratman got Wild Hogs, Nothing to Lose, Big Mama's House.
Yeah.
A Thin Line Between Love and Hate. What else has he been on? I feel like I see him in so many.
He used to be in everything.
Death at a Funeral with Chris Rock.
Yeah, he was. Yeah.
Also Bad Boys 2, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Him and Will Smith. He was in Open Season. Voice acting? Oh, they
Open
got... They,
season.
They, is that that hunting cartoon?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
They got the third Bad Boys movie. You know that was coming out, right?
I did not.
It's in 2020. Bad Boys for Life.
Ooh.
Is he not in Men in Black, or am I...
You're just thinking Will Smith.
It's Will Smith.
Who else was in Men in Black?
Tommy Lee Jones.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah.
So there you go. 1-1 here between Cole and DB.
Out!
Not at the plate.
Out!
Morehead State.
Not today,
baby. Out the plate.
Not today!
Look at that. Tennessee keeps a 1-run lead. 46 years old. Let me look up the nationality here. He is American. Let's see. He's American singer, songwriter, record producer, entrepreneur, philanthropist, and actor.
Wow.
He was really big in the 2000s. He was he was in that era of the ringtone rap, you know. Either you or his friends definitely had his songs as a ringtone back in the day. Let me give you his songs. He's known for hits such as Smack That, I Wanna
Akon?
Love You. It is Akon.
Oh.
I remember Smack That.
And Locked Up.
Like Akon.
Eighth grade middle school dance.
Yeah.
And was it Put the Blame on Me or Blame It All on Me? What was that song?
I don't know. Akon guy. I just remember Smack That.
I'm not sure.
I remember thinking Akon was like kind of annoying, but I didn't hate it.
He had that song with Michael Jackson, Hold My Hand.
Oh.
You ever hear that one?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Smack That with Eminem. Oh, Don't Matter.
Yeah.
Don't Matter was a big one.
Yeah.
Sorry, Blame It On Me was the title. Yeah, the title was Sorry, Blame It On Me.
Hmm.
And Wanna Be Starting Something 2008 with Michael Jackson as well.
Okay.
Dang,
good stuff.
Man. The era of Akon, man. We lived through it.
What's he doing now? Nothing?
He is very charitable. Like, he's doing like a lot of good things for Africa. He's putting clean water in like villages in Africa. Mm. A bunch of other stuff.
Flint, Michigan out.
I think it's up in Flint. Akon Lighting Africa. Oh, it's electricity. It started in 2014. It provides electricity in 15 countries in Africa.
Wow.
He also launched his own charity for underprivileged children in Africa, called Confidence Foundation.
Well, good for him.
Confidence with a K.
Good for him.
Because of Akon. Uh-huh. With a K. Uh-huh.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
Load the bases. Oh, no.
Not good. Not good. Get out of this jam, Tennessee. We'll continue on birthdays. DB has a 2-1 lead. He would have been 130 today. American actor. He was known. He was English. He was English, not American. Why did I think he was American? He was an English actor and filmmaker. He was like the star of the silent film era. But he also had
Charlie Chaplin?
It's Charlie Chaplin. Also had roles in what they call the talkies.
Talkies, a.k.a. movies.
What was that movie in? The Great Dictator. It was a talkie he starred in. That's known as like his greatest role. He was basically Hitler, and it kind of helped he already had the Hitler mustache before, you know, the Hitler mustache became the Hitler mustache.
Yeah.
I think they called it the what was it called? I'll have to look it up. It had like some type of name.
Trash Dash?
No, not the Trash Dash. I'll look it up here later. But yeah, it's Charlie Chaplin. Happy what would have been your 130th birthday, old Chuck. 2-2 here. Great game. He's 72 today. American NBA legend. He changed his name in the middle of his pro career.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, right?
Abdul, but yes, Abdul. I'll give it to you. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, born Lou Alcindor. Played for John Wooden in UCLA.
Mm-hmm.
Won championships with the Bucks and most notably the Los Angeles Lakers.
Yeah.
NBA is all-time scorer.
Yeah.
And I doubt it will ever be topped.
No, he's so far ahead of everybody.
Like, he's so far ahead of second place when second place is Karl Malone.
Yeah.
So far ahead.
Yeah.
You got to think about how much he dominated the game, man.
He really
he's doing that without shooting three-pointers.
Yeah. It's incredible. Oh,
got out of it.
Kareem. Oh, okay.
Oh, woo!
Okay, I thought it dropped. Okay.
I thought it dropped. Well.
Man, big time. Jan the Vols just got out of in the top of the fourth, moved down to the bottom of the fourth. Still leading Morehead State 2-1. 3-2 DB. DB gets this game with the next one, but still anybody's game. He's 67 today. He's an NFL head coach. He is arguably the GOAT.
Bill Belichick?
It is Bill Belichick.
Yeah.
Arguably.
I'm Bill Belichick. It's my birthday.
Happy
today.
Birthday, I guess.
I'm having a very happy birthday. I'm 67 years old.
Happy as can be.
I'm going to go to Morton's tonight, eat a fine steak, and you know, then my smoking hot wife, you know, just take me back home, and whatever happens, happens. And we're on to the steakhouse.
Has anybody seen my hoodie?
Has anybody seen it? I'm very chilly here.
I'll play cheap.
Winner takes all this one. I should have saved Belichick for the seventh one. I'm going to do this, though. Make it a little harder for you guys. But this is it. It comes down to this here. Birthday number 7. He's 54 today. And he's an American actor, comedian, and TV director. He first came to fame starring in a lot of teen comedy type of things in the 80s. Breakout role, though. He was Ducky. And the John Hughes film, Pretty in Pink. But then, he went on to have his most notable role as Alan Harper in 2.5 Men alongside Charlie Sheen.
Oh, God.
And he also has a current recurring role in NCIS.
Oh, goodness. I can't remember his name.
I can see his face.
John? No. Is it John?
I'm not telling you.
No.
I only give out initials.
I can't remember his name. I don't know. I can't remember his name.
Okay. Well, nobody gets it. We're going to do this in history then. It's John Cryer.
Oh, John Cryer.
It was
Cryer.
John. I can't say yes, it's John.
I figured it was by your face, but.
Yeah. John Cryer.
Cryer, yeah.
Happy,
not know that was his name. I could see his face perfectly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you see the face?
Yeah.
Yeah. Alan.
Good old Alan, man. Good old awkward Alan. Okay. We will do this thing. We will do this thing in history. Let me pull one up. I hope it has nothing to do with FDR, Cole.
Yeah, me too. Whoa. Me too.
I'm not going to say that's Virginia Tech because that's kind of tragic. But, yeah, today is the 12th anniversary of the Virginia Tech Massacre.
Mm, goodness.
Awful day. Awful day in history here. Let's try to find something else here. I need something really good here. I need something really good, man, because yesterday had a whole lot.
Did it?
Oh, good Lord. This isn't what I'm going to use. I had no idea about this. Did you know on this day, 1947, a fertilizer explosion killed 581 people in Texas?
Did not know that.
Wow.
Woo.
Wow.
That oh, sounds... it was a freighter. It was a freighter that blew up in Texas City, Texas.
Wow. Eesh. Tragic.
Yeesh. Okay. I think I found one here. I did find one here. Okay. On this day... In 1943, April the 16th, Albert Hofmann, who was a Swiss chemist, he's working in a pharmaceutical research laboratory. He accidentally consumed this drug and discovered its hallucinogenic effects.
LSD?
Is LSD!
Oh, wow. LSD.
How do you accident? Well, I guess you just...
He accidentally consumed LSD-25, a synthetic drug he had created in 1938 as part of his research into the medical value of lysergic acid compounds, and then discovered that, hey, man, this is trippy.
Huh.
And then thus the 1960s were born.
Accidentally consumed.
Accidentally. An accidental LSD consumption.
Oh, I thought this was my water.
He was like, ah, you know what? I'm just going to try it.
You know, I might tell other people about this. It's pretty cool, man.
Pretty nice. It was pretty cool last night.
And thus, the latter half of the Beatles' career was also born.
Yeah, yeah. Then came rock and roll.
A lot of Rolling Stones songs were born.
Yeah.
Woodstock, all that.
All the good times.
Thank you, Dr. Hoffman. I've never personally consumed that, and I don't condone it.
Mm-hmm.
You did give us some good music, though.
Yeah,
I guess. Really did. Credit him.
Imagine John Paul and George trying to write those songs while not on drugs.
I don't want to know what that
Ringo looks like. Never writes Octopus's Garden.
It's true.
They never have Yellow Submarine.
It's true.
Or Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds.
Yeah, they definitely never have that.
Cody McClure isn't Cody McClure.
What are you saying?
I'm saying he loves those songs. He loves that music.
I thought you were implying something else. Yes, he does. Especially the Stones.
Yeah, especially the Stones.
I don't know. The Stones were also inspired by some harder stuff, too.
Well, sure.
We'll say that as well. But, yeah, Daniel Bradman gets birthdays today with LSD.
LSD, baby. Coming through.
Congrats on a trippy win, DB.
Thank you.
Are you starting to see colors?
No.
Are you starting? What am I turning into? Am I turning into something else?
An octopus.
Oh! Hey-o! It's working. It's working here. Hit one more break here, 865-546-8200-546-8200. Final segment on this Tuesday edition of Overtime. Coming up next, Speak Now, Forever Hold Your Peace. We'll be with you to close out the show strong after this. Oh, back here on Overtime. Last segment on this Tuesday. Russell Wilson's contract.
Got paid.
Almost a situation with the Seahawks. It is. It's all good now. Russell Wilson, as you said, DB, did get paid. Russell Wilson now becomes the most recent quarterback to become the highest paid quarterback in NFL history. Him and the Seahawks agreed on a 4-year, $140 million extension, which includes a $65 million signing bonus. And
I thought he just went, yeah, yeah, but he did not.
Dadgum. And it makes the quarterback the highest paid player in the NFL, according to Shefty. It keeps the 30-year-old Wilson with the Seahawks through at least 2023. The way that Russell announced it just on a video on his Instagram and his Twitter, just laying there in bed with his wife, Sierra, just
flexing.
Power move.
Power move.
Big
power move.
That was a BDE move if I've ever seen one.
It really was.
And no, I will not tell you what that acronym means. You go search it yourself. But the this new payday for Russell Wilson. He now tops Aaron Rodgers, who was formerly the highest paid player in the NFL. Russell Wilson, he's going to have an annual average of $35 million per season. That's before all of his endorsement deals.
Must be nice.
5-time Pro Bowler and the quarterback of the only Super Bowl winning team in Seahawks history. 2 Super Bowl appearances. Let's face it. And we know this is the case of most of these quarterbacks to get this money. He's not really worth that much money.
No, he's not.
But that's what the market determines. So would you rather pay that money and hold on to your franchise quarterback or not? Yeah, if I'm the Seahawks, I pay the money.
Exactly. I mean, look what we just did to Rick Barnes.
Yep.
I mean, same thing.
It's just what you got to do. Russell Wilson, I love how in the article here, quoting the video, "Hey, Seattle, we got a deal," a sleepy-sounding Wilson says while lying in bed next to his wife, Sierra. Yeah, Sierra, who happens to be his wife.
Yeah.
While we're still jealous of Russell Wilson. "Go Hawks, but I'm going to see y'all in the morning. Time for y'all to go to bed," announces it 45 minutes past midnight.
Which was 9:45 his time.
Or was it?
Was it midnight there or midnight here?
I don't know. It doesn't specify.
Oh, okay.
I'm about to say if it's midnight here, it's like
Russell, 3 in the morning.
Russell, you're a grandpa.
Go to bed.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
Oh, but that's the deal with Russell Wilson there. Congrats to the Seahawks, I guess, trying to hold on to somewhat of that legacy from those great teams. Are we going to have
what in the world?
Morehead State's outfield, man.
Can they run?
I don't know.
Do they teach running at Morehead State?
I don't have a clue right now.
That was
here.
An ugly dive.
Yes, let's go to Fan Run Phone Lines. Close out the show with a call from Roger. Roger, what you got for us, buddy?
How y'all doing tonight?
Roger, doing fantastic, my friend. I cannot complain.
Yeah, we can't complain either. Tanner, I just want to ask a question about today. Rick Barnes, I was kind of upset when I first heard about it. I was kind of surprised and kind of disappointed, but after watching the video, Tanner, I'm not at all now. I that's what I heard from him today. He said a lot of his arms there was on everything. Well, I just want to ask you a question, Tanner. Why is everybody so? I was at first surprised, but after watching the video, I was like we said, why is everybody so upset about what he said for? He said everything. He didn't say anything wrong at all. Why is everybody so upset for?
Roger, I think a lot of people are upset. Now, I'm not one of those, Roger. I'm not upset over the content of what he said, and I'm not upset they said. Like, I'm kind of confused over like why he had to actually come out there and say it, because everybody knew what he felt like. I mean, he also didn't have to come out there and say, no, I love Tennessee and I'd never leave. He didn't even have to say anything like that. I think people knew what his real intentions were, Roger, because of all the reports of last week. People are really just upset because a lot of people have really, these past few years, man, they bought into Rick Barnes a whole lot. They bought into this idea of Deacon Barnes, the just 100% righteous, can do no wrong. I'm not saying Rick Barnes did anything wrong, but it's like, he'll never leave Tennessee. This is where he's going to stay all the time. And they let themselves forget, Roger, that, hey, he's a coach. This is a job at the end of the day. And sometimes you get offers from other employers that, hey, you're going to have to listen to. That happens in all sorts of lines of work. It's no different for coaching. Now he comes out there and says this, and a lot of people, Roger, think that he doesn't actually want to be here in a way. So maybe a lot of people are questioning his loyalty. That's where I think a lot of those people who are upset with him are coming from.
I got you. I didn't think what I was kind of surprised about after watching the video. You know, that's what he said. Everything he said, and that guy too was on her too. So I thought he did real good today, Tanner. You know, not to me today. You know,
I mean,
today.
Roger, he didn't lie. He didn't lie. You can at least take that with you.
Yeah. So that's good. That's good. People, you know, he was on for everything. So that's what's. And, you know, you think he was too honest? I mean, I don't think he was, but they, some people think he was too honest, you think? Too honest?
He was definitely brutally honest, and Roger, it's something not a lot of coaches usually do, so I think that goes along with why people were kind of shocked or not used to coaches being this brutally upfront about everything.
Yeah. I got you. All right. So I have. I know you're right out of time, so I have. Y'all have a good night. Okay.
Hey, Roger. Appreciate the phone call, buddy. You have a good rest of your evening here. Falls pulling some more runs here. 3-1
Yeah.
It's Morehead State. The Eagles. Morehead State Eagles kind of a tough out.
Yeah.
I bet you gotta expect stuff like that. As the season progresses here, I wonder if we've got time to go into the story here. I think we will. You want to go up to Kentucky?
Sure.
You want to go up to Big Blue Nation?
I mean, not physically, not, but yeah.
Well, at least in spirit right here.
Sure.
Real quick, reading this here. A substitute teacher in Kentucky, she is accused of downing 4 shots of vodka in class, endangering and cussing out her kids. WKYT-TV reports that 32-year-old Brooke Ellen West was arrested Monday on charges of public intoxication and endangering the welfare of a minor. Scott County Sheriff's deputies say she told authorities she had 4 shots of vodka while teaching a class at Royal Springs Middle School in Georgetown, Kentucky. They say she smelled of alcohol, was unsteady on her feet, yelled and cursed at the children, and had a BAC of .317.
BBN! BBN!
And no shot.
Big, big blue.
Scott
wow.
County School says the teacher is no longer employed by the district in
Shocker.
Any capacity.
Good.
That'd be one way to make an exit from a classroom right there. For Daniel Bratman, Cole McCormick, I'm Tanner Carson. You have been listening to Overtime here on Fox Sports Knoxville. Be back with you same time tomorrow at 6 o'clock.